Okay, we're back with Colossians chapter 3.
Colossians 3, very practical chapter.
It is. It's amazing in a letter that is so filled with so much theology and truth about who Jesus is, it switches to a very practical letter that's the part about situational theology. And, you know, we talked right at the back, if you go back chapter 1 and the intro, you know, I've got a book in my bookcase with this. That's where you should have books.
Yes, indeed. Should they stay?
And in theology. And it'll deal with, you know, the theology of the Trinity. But you know what? It just stays very academic and it stays very about the principles and the truth. The second half is not how to live and with the truth of the Trinity working in you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Books of theology just tend to be theology.
Theology,
Paul never does that. Paul never just says, oh, this is all about who Jesus is. You know, here's your test. Can you name the seven things that Jesus did?
No.
Or, you know, the seven names for Jesus or the FC? No. It's like straight away. It's like, you know, this, and this is why it's a bit of a segue from the verse I just said before. What the Colossians were chasing, Paul says, hey guys, you're idiots. Because the stuff that they're chasing, it doesn't change you from the inside.
That's right.
This is all about being transformed from the inside and about living out a brand new life, having a whole new way of living. It says, this is all about understanding who Jesus is, and as we put our focus there, it must work. His life is now working in us.
Yes, it takes the gospel and then puts it in a practical way for them. You know, it doesn't just teach the gospel of love and this is Jesus and this salvation and everything. He teaches it how to insert it into their lives and be more practical.
I like that concept. Insert it. It's interwoven into who they are. And so Paul says, you've got to put on the new self who's been renewed into the true image and true knowledge of who? Jesus. You know, so it's all about Jesus,
Amen.
But it's all about the real practical. And then he moves on and at the end, it's instructions for wives, for husbands, for children, for fathers, for slaves.
Yeah.
And, you know, so he actually sort of deals
sexual immorality and everything.
This is how
it applies life.
Into
it's life. Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Now take what you've heard in chapters 1 and 2 about this amazing work that Jesus has done and who he is and say, okay, Jesus was never here just for us to say, oh, wow, look what he did. It's like, look what he has done in me.
Yeah.
And let's see that outworked. And there are real keys and clues how to get that outworked in us in this chapter.
Yeah.
So thank you, David, if you could read to us chapter 3.
Okay. Since therefore you were raised to life with the Christ, seek for the things that are above, for it is there that the Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Fix your thoughts upon the things that are above, not upon those that are on earth. For you died, and your life now lies hidden with the Christ in God. When the Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore destroy all that is earthly in you: immorality, uncleanness, passions, evil desires, and that greed which is idolatry. These are the things on account of which the wrath of God comes, and to which you, like others, once devoted your lives when you lived for them. You, however, must now lay aside all such things: anger, passion, malice, slander, abuse. Never lie to one another. Get rid of your old self and its habits, and clothe yourselves with that new self, which, as it gains in knowledge, is being constantly renewed in resemblance to him who made it. In that new life, there is no distinction between Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, freeman, but Christ is all and in all. Therefore, as God's people, consecrated and dear to him, clothe yourselves with tenderness of heart, kindliness, humility, gentleness, forbearance, bearing with one another, and when there is any ground for complaint, forgiving one another freely. As the Master freely forgave you, so you must forgive one another. Over all these virtues, put on love, for that is the girdle which makes all complete. Let the peace that the Christ gives decide all doubts within your hearts. For you also were called to the enjoyment of peace as members of one body. And show yourselves thankful. Let the message of the Christ dwell in your minds, in all its wealth, bringing all wisdom with it, Teach and admonish one another with psalms and hymns and sacred songs, full of the loving kindness of God, lifting your hearts in song to him. And whatever you say or do, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, and through him offer thanksgiving to God the Father. Wives, submit to your husbands, as befits those who belong to the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and never treat them harshly. Children, always obey your parents, for that is pleasing to see in those who belong to the Lord. Fathers, never irritate your children, lest they should become disheartened. Slaves, always obey your earthly masters, not only when their eyes are on you, as if you had but to please men, but giving them ungrudging service in your reverence for the master. Whatever you do, do it with all your heart, as if working for the master and not for men. Since you know that it is from the master that you will receive the inheritance which will be your recompense. You are serving Christ the master. Those who do wrong will reap the wrong they have done, and there will be no partiality.